Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company and I can promise you a lovely time with tender thoughts and moving music. You will love it. This programme is entitled Loving the Unlovely. Isn't that a lovely idea? And wouldn't the world be a much better place if we did more of that? It's relatively easy to love the attractive, lovely people, but how about loving the unlovely? Feel the pain of Lindsay DePaul and Janice Ian as they sing on behalf of all the wallflowers everywhere.
Hometown queen marries into what she needs. with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain in Devon shores of quality and dubious integrity. The small and dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17.
Or how about the angst of Albert Bogle?
I feel shut in and I feel shut out, give up. And I can't say now and I won't say then, lonely. It's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. But you let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just want to scream. Have you room for love? I wanna know now. Have you space for me? 'Cause I'm not like you, you see. I wanna know now. Want no walls around me. Break them down now. Kicked out, hurting. And I can't forgive, but will you forgive? Sorry. And it's funny how the busiest life can feel so damned empty. I tell you now, this empty soul is aching. You let your children walk away from your door. For everyone that walks, there's a million more. You talk of your programs, visions and dreams, and I just wanna scream. Have you room for love? I wanna know now. Have you space for me?
And can we bring ourselves to love down and outs? Here's a group appropriately called Faith.
Something to make you change your mind.
Holy Half Hour as we think about loving the unlovely. How can we, or Carly Simon, love vain, obnoxious, stuck-up, pompous twats?
Like you were walking onto a yacht, your hat strategically dipped below one eye, your scarf.
Pedophiles, people traffickers, groomers, abusers, especially child abusers, and all those who aid and abet them actively or passively by their silence and inaction. Here's Martina McBride.
She walks to school with a lunch she packed. Nobody knows what she's holding back. Wearing the same dress she wore yesterday, she has the bruises with her linen and lace. Oh. The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask. It's hard to see the pain behind the mask, bearing the burden of a secret storm. Sometimes she wishes she was never born. Through the wind and the rain, she stands hard as a stone in a world that she can't rise above. But her dreams give her wings and she flies to a place where she's loved. Concrete angel.
She's loved. Concrete.
So how can we love the unlovely people? And why should we even try? Many people don't even try, and many others give up after a while. We all wrestle with how to handle black sheep in our family, bad neighbours, awkward work colleagues, and strained relationships. The world is full of dictators, manipulators, bullies, abusers, terrorists. So the world is miserable with friction, estrangement, and separation. Divorce, conflict, war, injustice, corruption, exploitation, hatred. People get caught in vicious cycles of tit for tat. It's an eye for an eye until everyone is blind. Worst of all, perhaps, is the realization that we're not always the innocent victim. Sometimes we are the abusive villain. People sometimes find us to be the unlovely one. There's a sobering thought. So what can we do? What can we do? What does the Bible say and what does Jesus say? Well, they take us by surprise. For example, look at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, a collection of Jesus' greatest teaching hits, as recorded in Matthew's Gospel, chapters 5 to 7. Jesus says things like, "Love one another as I have loved you. Love your neighbor. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Become the sons and daughters of your Father in heaven, who makes his sun to shine on bad and good people alike." Bad and good, i.e. everybody, indiscriminately. I have a poster in my study which says, "God just loves like the sun just shines." Jesus said, "Turn the other cheek, go the second mile, forgive 70 times 7. Don't take revenge, don't be angry, don't even think lustfully or hatefully, but be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Gulp, there's a high standard. Jesus promises to help us, of course, because he knows that we have no chance of managing by ourselves. Remember that to God, we are all sinners. That is, we humans collectively and we humans individually. We abuse his world with pollution, plastic, deforestation, poaching and vandalism. We abuse his creatures. We argue and row and hate and steal and rape and kill. We can be very ugly and unlovely, full of hate and rage, lust and greed and selfishness. We self-abuse. We hurt each other and we crucify God. We break his rules and we break his heart. We crucify God daily, not just once. The once on Mount Calvary demonstrated what we do every day. God is holy, pure, and sinless. So he feels our wickedness very acutely, much more than we do. God is the one person entitled to throw stones from his glass house, but he doesn't. So what does God do? Well, he loves the unlovely. He also shows us what we should do, and that is love the unlovely too. Listen to Ian White.
If I have love, I have it all. If I have none, I'm going to fall. The weight of the world will just be too much to bear. If I have love, I have nothing to hide. The truth in my heart I can live outside. For if I have love, I'm living a peaceful life. For love never fails, and love never fades away. And love always hopes, and love always trusts. And love's got words of power to say. The lessons in love, the lessons in love are what we need. Lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love will always remain, but the greatest. truth in his heart, he can live outside. The man that you see is living a peaceful life. He's patient and kind, his anger is kept at bay. And he always hopes, and he always trusts, and he's got words of power to say. Lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Lessons in love, lessons in love are what we need. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope and love will always remain, but the greatest of these is love.
God is love, and he shows us the lesson in love. He gets involved. He comes out of his ivory tower of heavenly bliss, his splendid isolation, minding his own business, untrammeled by human beings and all the bother they cause, and he chooses to forsake the glory of heaven and come into this world, into the sin-polluted atmosphere, into the network of messy human relationships, the nitty-gritty of daily life, the web of psychological games and manipulations. God doesn't stay aloof, high and mighty, playing God. He doesn't, like Pontius Pilate, wash his hands of us. He rolls up his sleeves and gets stuck in. He gets his hands dirty. He stands in our shoes till his feet hurt. He stands in solidarity with us, shoulder to shoulder. He didn't have to, but he did it out of love and grace and mercy. People instinctively run away from problems. They sweep things under the carpet. They deny things. When the heat in the kitchen gets any kind of hot, they're out. They willfully see nothing. People don't want to get involved. Guess they get a brick through their window. But God's not like that. God looks for trouble and gets involved, even to the extent of nails being driven through his hands and feet. They didn't have to put nails to pin him onto the cross. His love would have held him there. And people who follow Jesus through all the centuries, the martyrs and saints, they've all got involved. Here's Anthem Avenue saying, "I will stand up for those that have no voice." It's a sad fact of life that when you try to do good and you try to love the unlovely, You don't always get thanks for it. Jesus was hounded and persecuted, denied, betrayed and crucified from all angles because he was the light of the world and the cockroaches prefer darkness rather than light. Martin Luther King was shot when pleading the cause of racial equality. When we try to do good, sometimes we get kicked in the teeth. We become an irritant grain of sand in the oyster shell. We become a holy suppository which tries to clear the system. We become lightning conductors. But still, God commands us, love the unlovely, take the flak, go for it. Jesus came like a good shepherd, reaching out to rescue the lost sheep, like a mother hen gathering her chicks, like the prodigal son's father going out to welcome him home again. In the Old Testament, there's the story of Hosea who marries Gomer, the unfaithful wife, to show the people how God is faithful, but the people are unfaithful to him. Here's the song about Hosea and Gomer.
Don't know what he sees in me. He is spirit, he is free. And I, the wife of adultery, Gomer is my name. Simply more than I can see, how he keeps on forgiving me, how he keeps his sanity. Hosea, you're a fool. A fool to love someone like me, a fool to suffer silently. Sometimes through your eyes I see, I'd rather be a fool. The fondness of a father, the passion of a child, the tenderness of a loving friend, an understanding smile. All of this and so much more you've lavished on a faithless whore. I've never known love like this before. Hosea, you're a fool. A fool to love someone like me, a fool to suffer silently. Though sometimes through your eyes I see, I'd rather be a fool. This God of yours would not have told to lift a love that you couldn't hold. And though time and time again I flee, I'm always glad to see you coming after me.
God loves the unlovely, and he does it faithfully, regardless of the response of the unlovely people. I married a couple. The woman was called Jackie, and she came back to me soon after the wedding to say that her husband was beating her up. And I said, what are you going to do about it? She says, I'm going to keep my vows. When I took my vows, it was for better, for worse, richer or poorer. I'm going to stick by my man. I says, a lot of people wouldn't, and they wouldn't blame you if you didn't. Yes, but regardless of him, when I said what I said, I meant what I said. I said, well, well done you. And she did stand by, keeping faithful to her side of the deal. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but you've got to admire Jackie's attitude. God has a lot to put up with in the world, but he stands by his faithfulness. We have a lot to put up with in the world. Hopefully we'll stand by our faithfulness. People have to put up with us as well, remember. So the secret of loving the unlovely is to love, and to just love, regardless of how ugly it gets. Well, our holy half hour is nearly up, so I hope you'll be inspired to follow Jesus' example and love the unlovely. Bye for now, and I leave you with Don Francisco.
I know what you've been hearing. I've seen you hide your fear, embarrassed by your weaknesses, afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I know you've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even if your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. The life that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. So don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go of your hand.